Well, I promised to tell you guys about the exciting thing that I'm doing starting around 9 p.m., and that is I am going to be in Tufts Class of 2023 Admissions Welcome to Tufts video. I will be playing myself, a WMFO DJ, and I am joined by some people with cameras and microphones to record me. So if you don't hear from me for a little bit, that's why, but I'm Mellow Max. You were just listening to Highly Recommended, and now you're going to be listening to the Music Department Hour here at WMFO. And this is WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And coming up in the next hour, when I can, I will be playing new music. I'm going to have a couple of songs coming off of Spotify just because it'll be easier while we're doing the filming. But I'm also going to be playing some new music for you guys. So hang in there. And I'm just lining up some new music for you guys. So yeah, cool. Great, yeah. Thanks for tuning in. And I'll talk to you guys the next time that I can, when I'm not just pretending to talk into the microphone for the admissions thing. Yeah, okay, cool. We'll be right back.
I'm not afraid to die. the cylinder. 2 feet of shining screw projected when, suddenly, the lid fell off. Two luminous, disc-like eyes appeared above the rim. A huge, rounded bulk, larger than a bear, rose up slowly, glistening like wet leather. Its lipless mouth quivered and slavered, and snake-like tentacles writhed as the clumsy body heaved and pulsated.
Safety, this mysterious death would leap after me and strike me down. At last I reached Maybury Hill, and in the dim coolness of my home, I wrote an account for my newspaper before I sank into a restless, haunted sleep. by the paper. Around me, the daily routine of life, working, eating, sleeping, was continuing serenely as it had for countless years. Common, the Martians continued hammering and stirring, sleepless, indefatigable, at work upon the machines they were making. Now and again a light, like the beam of a warship's searchlight, swept the common, and the heat ray was ready to follow.
Quite sorry about the extended absence, but I'm back. This is Mellow Max. You're listening to WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. And here's a PSA for ya. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it is important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. The time is 9:40 on this fine Thursday night, and I'm sorry that I disappeared. I was helping to film my bit for Tufts Admissions. I still even have my line memorized. Here it is, ready? And you're listening to Highly Recommended on WMFO Tufts see, I already messed it up. I did it better on camera? Weird. Tufts Student Radio, where you can have your very own show in just 2 weeks after training. And Grandma, I know you're listening. I hope you had a great day. And there you are, a little something to tug at the heartstrings. And I just, so we have a policy where you're allowed to, oh, is this song really almost over? Wow, that was a long 11 minutes. I am just gonna talk without music, I guess, then. What can you do? We have a policy here at WMFO where you can graffiti almost any surface, and it's not technically graffiti because we're giving you permission to do it. I guess Is it still graffiti? Call in, let me know. 855-915-WMFO. Let me know if that is graffiti or not, if you're allowed to do it. And I just noticed that there's a drawing of Meatwad from Aqua Team Hunger Force, which is a really stupid show. And he's like a talking meatball who's best friends with a box of fries and a shake. Frylock and Master Shake, that is. And it's just, for some reason, it went on for like 13 seasons. I bet it was the low production cost. And there's also a little TARDIS. This is cute. I don't know how I didn't notice a bunch of these before. But also call in if you want to let me know how any of the new music, that last song was not new, that was Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds, the second song, Horsell Common, and the Heat Ray. And then before that, we had some new music. We had Frank Martin with La Tomate. La Tomate. I don't know what language it is. I don't know how to accent it. And then before that, we had California Zoo with Honeycomb. And before that, we had Nicolas with No Stranger Thing featuring Lucy. And before that, we had Piercing Immortality with Open the Flames. And yeah, so I wasn't able to listen to that because I had to have the monitor off when they were filming. But if you liked them, call in. If you didn't like them, call in. If you're really indifferent about them, call in. And this next song that I'm going to play for you, I might actually play. I don't know how much I'll play. I listened to the first 10 seconds. I think it's great. These people, it's... the band is Bunny Numpkins, and they sent me a single, 45, and the way that they packaged it, they got one piece of cardboard, and they got another piece of cardboard, they sandwiched the EP, and then they taped it up, and that's it. It's the most minimal packaging I have ever seen. And it was highly effective. Some nice, stiff cardboard, just sandwich, and bam, there you go. Who needs to buy expensive things to safely ship records? Not Bunny Numpkins, that's for sure. But yeah, they actually have a really, really cool sound, so I'm glad that it got here in one piece. And I was also just, like, really chuffed when I saw how they sent it. I was like, wow, that's so silly. that was fun, though, doing the filming. A bit stressful. The last time I was on camera like that was probably when I did the Crusades project in ninth grade for Mr. Spicinardi's class. Jeez. That was a fun time, though. But speaking of throwbacks and freshman years, that was the freshman year of high school. Speaking of freshman year of college, I just checked how many listeners I have on the web. Yeah, it hasn't been this low since freshman year, and it's really impressive that I was able to drive this many people away at only 9:45 p.m. on a Thursday night. So my apologies. Next week will be better, I promise. Oh, I won't be here next week. I'll make so many good playlists while I'm abroad. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Thanks for hanging in there. The 8 people listening online. See, there are only 8 people listening, so I'm not even embarrassed to say that there are only 8 people listening. It's I've done better. I've also done much, much worse, but I've certainly, certainly done better. And I will be doing much better after break, once I get my 3 midterms out of the way and all that stuff. It could be better. I was distracted. I'm preoccupied. I'm going to a birthday party after this. Maddie's 21st. Should be fun. Should be. And I'm going to have to walk home in the cold. It's so cold today. And then, like, last Monday, there were little robins everywhere. Like, everywhere you look, just, like, at least a dozen robins. And that was really nice. It started feeling like spring. I woke up with birds chirping, and then this morning, silence. Everything was staying in bed this morning except me as I went to my 9 a.m. class late. I was close, though. I was quite close. Oh, I love the graffiti in this station. Anyway, this is probably the longest that I've gone without music, except for that one time that I fell asleep. But we don't talk about that. Oh, jeez. See, this is why I play music in the background, so that I can always just fade it up when I start talking too much. In order for me to play the next song, I have to actually, like... Oh, no, I can just press a button. But am I at the beginning? I don't know. See, I'm not. I'm playing an album, and it's not even at the beginning. It's about 10 seconds in. I'm gonna have to fix that. And I'll talk to you guys while I fix that, I guess, yeah. No, I have to stand up to fix it. Oh, but the mic's coming up with me. We have an amazing mechanism. The headphones aren't long enough to reach the turntables. First world problems. Yeah, I'm just rambling at this point. I think my laptop died. Just, if it's not one thing, it's another. And if my laptop's dead, then I guess I am just playing you this album and then calling it a day or a night. Yeah, so... Bunny Numpkins, I'm gonna get that lined up for you, and thanks for hanging in there, the eight people. Let's see, did I lose someone while I was talking? That'd be really cool. I didn't lose anyone, thank you, wow. I think it was up around like 17 when I took over from Alex. Yeah. That's radio for ya. We have some really cute things on the walls, though. We've got a cat. There's an arrow pointing to it. I can't read it from here. We also got a little kiwi. And it says Kia ora, which means hello in Maori. And there's something that says Space Cadet. Something else that says hold on to your dookies. It's about to get spooky. that's a good one. I'm gonna call it a day with that. Here is Bunny Numpkins.
I will burn down the fire.
You know, I really expected that to fade out, and it just didn't want to fade out. But wasn't that a really fun album? I really enjoyed that. And as I suspected earlier, my laptop did in fact die. And things are falling, and it's one of those days. It's that midterm season thing. And my friend Max just he sent me a Snapchat earlier. Of him having a party by himself at work while working, because he had a nice speaker, and I'm trying to figure out what song. Oh no, was it this? Let's see. Yeah. Oh yeah. So I think I'm going to let this, I don't know what I'm going to put on next. I just don't know what to do with the rest of this hour. Oh, I think that's a new song. Should I play that one? When did this come out? What a cool sound though. Let's see. Anyway, yeah. For those of you still listening, thanks. I would ask why, but it's obviously for my charming good looks. That's so silly. You guys can't see me. I got you.
MFO Music Department Hour.
I need sound effects. That's it. That's what would make all of this perfect. If I had sound effects, I figured it out. I can have sound effects, but somebody unplugged the microphone that I put in here when I did that last year. Maybe next time I'll get here early. I'll play with some sound effects on the board. There's only 4 minutes left now, so there's no reason for me to do it. But next time, sound effects. And now that I'm music director, maybe I have the power to make there be permanently sound effects. Maybe not. Who knows? Who knows if you guys can even, like, hear me over this. I had some fun earlier today, though. I was thinking about driving over to the station. I don't know what this song is. What else have we got?
Let's go.
Oh, yeah, this is fun. This is Drinky by Sophie Tucker. Oh, and that last one, sorry. That was Vinny Vici with Adhana. And now we're listening to Sophie Tucker with Drinky. Yeah. And, I had some fun earlier today because I thought I was going to drive over here, but instead I ended up walking because my housemate's car was blocking me in. And, but I texted him. I was like, hey, listen, I think that I'm going to, I need my car. Are you around to help move your car? And he said, he replied and was like, oh, sorry, I'm in class. When do you need it? When do you need me to move it? I was like, oh. Never mind. Sent that. I was like, oh, why would I be saying never mind? Do I want to tell him that I'm walking, or do I want to tell him that I got the rest of our housemates to help me push his car out into the street? So he's like, oh yeah, no. Never mind. Don't worry about it. I just got Jordan and Ian, and we just pushed your car into the street. It's all good. He was like, wait, what? I was like, yeah, you know, with all the snow and ice, it was really easy. We just got behind it, put our shoulders in, and just pushed it right into the street so I can get my car out. And he was like, no, wait, what? I had I had the emergency brake on. I was like, yeah, we pushed real hard. It's like, and it was in gear. He has a manual car. And I was like, yeah, no, real hard, all caps. He's like, you're messing with me. It's like, yeah. I kind of wanted to like keep going with it, but I figured, you know, he's in class. I was like, you know, just, yeah, enjoy your class. Didn't want to scare him too much. I was giggling about it. It was real fun. And yeah, this is also fun. Sophie Tucker, Drinky. This was a good hour. Good work, team. I'll see you guys in 2-3 weeks, I guess, after spring break. So stay mellow and keep it highly recommended. See ya then.
Me deito com Deus, me levanto comigo, eu calo comigo, eu canto, eu bato um papo, eu bato um ponto, eu tomo um drink e eu fico tonto.
Tudo.